USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A contentious House hearing with Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker.
There were consulting with DOJ officials who advised you that you should not touch that investigation. Isn't that correct?
Congressman,
yes or no?
I consulted with career ethics officials. I consulted with my senior staff. I consulted with the Office of Legal Counsel. It was my decision to make. I decided not to recuse.
Vice President Mike Pence promises Customs and Border Protection officials in Baltimore, Maryland, that there will be a secure border.
We will not rest. We will not relent until our Customs and Border Protection have the technology and the barriers required to secure our border.
Wells Fargo is back online after ATMs and online banking were down yesterday due to a server fire. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hello, Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good. Because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
Lots of reaction on Capitol Hill as Democrats say they'll address climate change. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Democrats, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and U.S. Senator Ed Markey have unveiled the details of their plan to address climate change. Called the Green New Deal, it would change the nation's requirements for energy to all renewable by 2030. Senator Chuck Grassley, the Iowa Republican, says...
Her direction would take us down the road of an economy that's pretty constant, and how do you divide it up so more people have less? I'm interested in creating a growing economy where there's more for more people.
Services for former Democratic Congressman John Dingell will be held in Michigan and Washington, D.C. He passed away late Thursday night at the age of 92 after a battle with prostate cancer. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A story that has gripped much of the nation was the story of 13-year-old Jamie Kloss. Kloss, as you remember, was kidnapped on October 15th back in her rural Wisconsin home after her parents were killed. On the afternoon of January 10th, Kloss was able to escape the cabin where she was being held captive for 88 days. Child safety advocate and kidnapping survivor Elizabeth Smart described the recovery as a miracle and described Kloss as a hero. All that being said, it will take Kloss some time to get over the huge trauma that she suffered. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Liz Art. She's author of a new book titled The Courage to Rise, using movement, mindfulness, and healing foods to triumph over trauma. She has some advice for Jamie Kloss.
First thing is to just allow yourself to feel whatever it is that you're feeling. I always say that we can't heal what we can't feel, but then finding a support group of people that can help with that healing. So be surrounded by community to find those safe spaces, whether it is a therapist to speak with, and then starting to bring tools to use on an everyday basis. So even things like just tapping into your own breath, using our breath can be a really powerful way to pull us out of this fight or flight stress response and bring us into our relaxation response, but really using support.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.